So all you can do is just shake your head. It's new figures released show how much abuse our teachers face every single day. Now, my mother was a school teacher. She was a teacher for about 45 years. But when I see figures like this, well, it is startling and very concerning. Now, this comes from the new school's principal's health and wellbeing report. More than 80% of teachers have faced some form of offensive behaviour. That's 80%. More than one in three have suffered physical violence, and that is a disgrace. And a quarter of teachers say the abuse they're forced to cop is pushing them into depression. So I said, this is something close to my heart. As I said, my mum was a teacher for 40-odd years. And as I said, these are very, very concerning for our educators on the front line. Malcolm Elliott is the president of the Australian Primary Principals Association, and he joins me on the line this afternoon. G'day, Malcolm.
G'day, Jim.
Well, these types of numbers are just, I can't believe them. Our teachers can't be putting up with this type of abuse.
Well, it is stunning. And the thing is, too, that this data's been coming to us for 10 years now. It refers specifically to principals and school leaders. And it's just something that's horrible to have to face up to. And in regard to the previous story, the ongoing one about the marches today, is this issue of respect, and to know that 80% of our primary teachers are women and 60% of our secondary teachers are women. Mm. So, this really does come home to us. Our teachers and our women and Australians in general are being treated very badly at times.
Yeah, well, respect is the key word. I mean, more than 80% of teachers have faced some sort of offensive behaviour. Is this mostly from students or parents?
The actual violence comes predominantly from students, so they're lashing out at their teachers and their school principals, although there is a worrying number of 8% of parents, but predominantly the violence that's being experienced comes from students.
And how can we stop this sort of behaviour from happening?
Well, the first thing we've got to do is accept the reality as a society and say that we've got social and cultural issues. We know that domestic violence exists right throughout our society, and we're seeing this kind of thing played out now in the way that children and young people feel that they can treat their teachers and school principals. We also have to note, too, that there is quite a high prevalence of adult bullying. And that's the kind of thing that's very, very worrying indeed, where all sorts of problems have been caused in the workplace towards our school principals by people repeating allegations which are unsubstantiated and make life extremely difficult from an emotional point of view, let alone a practical point of view for our school leaders.
Well, the numbers are really concerning, and it's, as I said, it cannot go on, and something has to give. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon, Malcolm.
You're welcome, Jim.
That's Malcolm Elliott, the president of the Australian Primary Principals Association. It's